I was just playing with this because my nephew and brother showed up Sunday evening unexpectedly, and they didn't even text or anything, they showed up. And I stayed up till about 1 with my nephew chatting, and then I got up at 6:30, which for me is not, I don't usually stay up that late. And as I was going to sleep, I was, you know, my mind wanted to tell me, oh, you're going to be tired tomorrow. Better set an alarm when you're going to wake up. I'm like, well, why would I think that? I'm like, I have a diverse schedule. You know, I can catch a nap tomorrow if I need it, or I can go to bed at 9 tomorrow, so I wake up feeling refreshed. So my body can manage this because I had a lovely visit. I don't get to be with him often. And because of the power surging and the heat, the intense heat, I don't think, I have no idea, I don't track, that I sleep more than a couple hours anyway. I'm always waking up pulling the covers off and sweating, and I wait till it's freezing cold and then the covers back on. So all night I'm doing this weird dance. And sometimes I'll just stay up late because I just don't want to face sleep. It's not as comfortable as it used to be sometimes. And so in my, started in like October. So in these months of this experience of power surging and heat and just the energy waking me up, even without the heat, I've been really questioning what are my thoughts about sleep. Because do I ever seem tired to y'all? No. And I don't have any kind of sleep pattern that I used to have at all. And so I'm just undoing a massive amount of beliefs and picking what I want to believe. And my body is very intelligent. Now the trick to that is, when I can, and there's opportunity, I do rest. So like today, I do this, I have class, I see Amy, and then I run home and power nap before I come back for class. Now, some Tuesdays, I don't nap. I just work, because I feel good. And other Tuesdays, I'm like out cold, and I wait, and then I get up in an hour. So I'm really playing with, you know, what does my body need today? And it's different than the schedules I've always had before. Isn't that interesting? But I've really been exploring this. You know, how do I explore it without making anything wrong? Is the trick. That's the trick. And then I love the hypnosis, because if you're practicing hypnosis, that's more restorative to the body. If you do 30 minutes in deep hypnosis for physical level, that's more restorative than like 2 hours of sleep. Isn't that interesting?
That's awesome.
I love the one you did for me. I just put that on and go.
Go.
Out.
And then you come up at the end and you feel good, right? And the more you do it, the more your body adapts to that. And, you know, being in a very cohesive meditative state is the same as hypnosis. You know, the difference is in hypnosis, you have somebody else count you down. In meditation, you've done the work to do it for yourself. Makes sense for self-hypnosis. So there's many ways around it, but most of it is we have habitual, I'm going to be tired. Oh, I'm not getting what I need. So as long as you're even thinking that, that's what your mind hears and says, well, okay, sure, you're tired. You're not getting what you need. It's interesting. Like, I'm fascinated. I'm on day 30 of my intermittent fasting. And so usually when I haven't had a lot of sleep, I'm hungry. Like, I just want to eat all the time or take a nap. And if I can't nap, I'm just scarfing food. It was my locale day. And so I was like, you know, I get it. You're hungry, but it's not a problem. Tomorrow I'll feed you a lot. Or I'm going to feed you later today. We're fine. And I was fine. Had a highly functioning day. Got an amazing amount of things done. Did fit in a 23-minute hypno to keep going. So it's all a mind game. You really want to learn how to play it well. And the bottom line is, don't make things wrong. Doesn't mean you agree with things that wouldn't serve you. It just means that you don't make you wrong in anything that's happening. Right? So we do it all the time and don't even notice it.